Okay, good morning, everyone. This is just such a great session because obviously we all hopefully go home with just ideas of what we're going to do and how we're going to do it in our own classrooms. I wanted to talk about a project that has evolved over a number of years. I teach a course called Marketing of Horticultural Products, and it is over the years it has morphed from a lecture class that we take a lot of field trips into a class where we do a number of different, or that students actually create a number of different tools that they might use if they open some sort of horticultural business. And I really liked what Jared was saying about writing and doing projects that you might really and truly use in the future. A lot of the students who take this are actually in our organic farming certificate program. So I have a mixture of traditional undergraduate students. This is required in the horticulture major, but I also have students who are in the certificate program because they want a second career or they want to have an organic farm, or some of them actually want to have farm-to-table businesses or agritainment type businesses. So there's a lot of different projects that come through this class. So what this is that the students actually create their own horticultural business. And again, it can be, you know, the sky is the limit, really and truly. My very favorite business that's been created over the years is a greenhouse coffee shop. And the name of the coffee shop is Greens and Beans. And yeah, it's really, but it can be anything from a CSA to a garden center. It can be a houseplant service. It can be a nursery. It could be an individual gardener. I've had students want to be have a service where they actually do planters in the city of Philadelphia. What this does is, first of all, it helps the students really be creative. It is a business / horticulture class, and so the lectures talk a lot about marketing. And over the years, I've really had to learn marketing. I do introduce a business professor in to oversee, or she gives a guest lecture actually on business plans, but create business cards. Their business has to have a name, it has to have a logo, it has to have a particular look to it. We talk a lot about how when you have a business, you know, you have a certain target audience that you're going for, and your look and your font and your colors all have to play into the target audience. They create brochures, and they will do elevator speeches in class. They do an online newsletter. They'll create a press release that they have to have created an event, and the event is something that, you know, they want to announce. And then they do a written marketing plan. At the very end of the semester, everybody does what we call now, and this is changed over, again, with the popularity of the TV show Shark Tank. We do a Shark Tank presentation where there is a panel of bankers, and the students are presenting their businesses because they want a $100,000 loan. And so this has been a really just a fun, interactive way for the students to do end of the semester presentations. What has really worked is I do allow students, if they come from a family business and the family wants to change the business or grow the business, they're absolutely allowed to use that, and that has resulted in students opening like side businesses along with their parents' companies. Some of these businesses have become real companies. I have someone now who has her own horticultural therapy business, and she's been very successful with this. If the student is very serious about this company that they've created, the business professor will help them actually turn their marketing plan into a full-blown business plan. So again, there's a very strong interdisciplinary component to this of marketing, finance, and business. And then ultimately, having students be required to take a class that talks about the nuts and bolts of having a horticultural business really introduces students to a new way of thinking about horticulture, a new way of realizing that, you know, you can create something, you can be a marketer for an existing business after having taken this class. So it's become a fairly popular class, and I think students realize that they're coming away with the skills and the tools to actually be advantageous to not only their own business, but to companies that they go on to work for.
Questions? Are your bankers real bankers in the firm?
No, they are not. And that's a great question because I actually have thought about trying to invite. We have a number of relationships with banks in the communities of the Delaware Valley University. And I think that might be one of the next steps as this project develops. I think that's a great suggestion.
Yeah.
So we get usually other faculty members to come in. Sometimes our Dean of Agriculture comes in. And then of course the students are all listening, and every student is evaluating every presentation. So you have a lot of different viewpoints coming back to the student as to one of the questions is, do you think this is really truly a feasible business? I've been doing this for a few years. I've realized that and I'm very strict at the beginning of the semester about how you choose a business, because in some cases the students choose businesses that are very unrealistic. It's going to take, $2 million of infrastructure to get. I'm like, no, you can't do that. That's not realistic enough. You have to do this project as if you're really doing this, or you're actually helping another business that already exists to expand their marketing tools.
Thank you, Jacqueline.